Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Giants starting offense, Eric Flowers, the first-round draft pick, starts at left tackle. Justin Pugh, the left guard. Weston Richburg, the center. Jeff Schwartz, the right guard. Marshall Newhouse, the right tackle. Odell Beckham Jr. goes to a slot left. Manning takes the snap. He's back to throw. Zips it over the middle. Caught by Odell Beckham Jr. Races out of a tackle. He's to the races. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 67 yards, Odell Beckham Jr.
Complete a short slant, he takes it to the house. He's one of the best receivers in the NFL, and he's also one of the most polarizing figures in the NFL when it comes to fans and media. But is it the same for his teammates? An old buddy of mine who works at the Action Network, SiriusXM, the Pac-12 Network. He played for the Chiefs, the Panthers, the Giants. His brother is still the right tackle, Mitchell Schwartz of the Kansas City Chiefs. Jeff Schwartz, former teammate of Odell Beckham, joins us now on The Score. How's it going, buddy?
Oh, good, man. It's a crazy time of year. I thought that – I tweeted this a week ago. I was like, you know what, NFL free agency just kind of not really happening this year. Like, nothing's really going on. And then it just – it's taken off, man. It's been wild.
Yeah, right. Now we've got Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell all on new teams, and then a dozen other moves that have been huge news. But we were talking about this before you came on. There seems to be a philosophical debate going on in the NFL right now between character and talent. And your former teammate Odell Beckham gets lumped into that when he hasn't had big off-the-field issues in any way. What was Odell Beckham like as a teammate?
Oh, man. I thought he was great. Look, he worked his tail off, and he loves to win. It's funny how, like, when a guy that we generally like Tom Brady's passion on the sidelines, no one cares. But a guy like Odell, when he's passionate, it's a negative. Look, the whole distraction thing, I think, is a kind of a media creation because the Giants brass kind of didn't like some of the on-field antics. And I get it, right? I mean, it's not ideal that your star wide receiver is proposing the kicking nets. And I even tweeted about it at the time, but he's not a distraction in the locker room. He's loved in the locker room. He works his butt off. He keeps things loose. And I understand why they traded him, because I understand the idea of why you would trade a wide receiver, especially in their position. But they don't seem to be, like, all in on rebuilding either. So if you're going to trade him, you might as well be in on rebuilding, and they don't seem really keen on rebuilding. So I don't really get what this is. I don't understand it.
I don't either. I made the point, too, of Brady yelling on the sideline, and immediately the texters say, you can't compare Odell to Brady. Brady has 6 rings. But I assume players don't see it the same way?
No, there is some cachet about that. And right, Odell does not. But, I mean, they didn't really win without him ever. So, I mean, we know he's a great player. So I'm not sure I buy that. But look, Odell, Brady, he has the cachet, obviously. He's won 6 championships. I get why, people would push back on that. But, again, Odell is he didn't try to force this trade. I don't know. I think that it's a bad look for the Giants because they either eat all that money, and again, they don't really seem to want to rebuild, at least not the quarterback position, which is where you have to start your rebuild 100%, and they don't seem all in on that, which is wild to me.
How much of the perception on Odell Beckham, right or wrong, but the perception is there regardless, how much of it just stems from simply the boat trip, the week of the playoff game against Green Bay, and then simply not performing well in that game?
A good amount of it comes from it, but I'll tell you what, a lot of people in New York blame Victor Cruz for that more than Odell because, Victor Cruz was the veteran at the time, and he should have been like, Odell, we're not doing this. But you know why I never took really offense to that is because guys go out all the time. And I think that the optics of it are bad that he did it in Miami. He took a picture. If he had just gone out like everyone else does and not taken a picture, no one would have cared, right? No one would have cared at all if he was in Miami. If he was at LIV on that day, but there were no pictures taken of him other than, people on Snapchat take a photo. Look, Odell's in the club. I don't think it makes big news, but the picture makes big news. So maybe the judgment to take the photo wasn't great, and then obviously didn't play well against the Packers. But offense aren't great, but again, like, I mean, dudes are going out. So if people think that Odell's the only NFL player who goes out on Monday or Sunday night after a game, is out of their minds.
We're talking to Jeff Schwartz, former teammate of Odell Beckham, many years in the NFL between 2008 and 2016. When I see Odell Beckham get traded for a first and a third and Jabril Peppers after, you know, a year after signing that contract, and Antonio Brown get trading for a third and a fifth, and not a lot of teams being interested in Le'Veon Bell, I know they're not all the same, but they do fall into that, these guys might be me first players over team first players. When they're that good of talents, I'll take a couple of those on my team and assume that the culture of my team with my coach, my quarterback, my organization can withstand them. Is that the right way to look at it, or are those guys destructive on the whole?
I don't think they're destructive. It gets worse when you lose. I mean, that gets, you know, that's always the case. Whenever you lose, you're going to kind of have the malcontent kind of show itself a little bit. But again, I don't think that that's a big concern, you know, with Odell in Cleveland. But also, here's the deal. It's more about positional value than anything, that people just do not believe that wide receivers and running backs, and rightfully so, in my opinion, they're not worth what people think they're worth, right? They're great to have if you have a quarterback, a tackle, a pass rush, and cornerbacks. They're not so great if you don't have any of those. Like, it's icing on a cake, right? It's not the cake. It's the cheese on top of a meal, right? It's the extra part of it. It's great to have, but it's not necessary. And that's where I think these teams are at. Like, you know what? We don't need Odell. We're rebuilding. Antonio Brown, we don't really need him. Too much distraction. We'll go somewhere else. That's kind of where I think this falls into, especially Le'Veon Bell. Like, they're like, you know what? We could use him. We're not going to pay him like we need him that much. I think that's more what it's about.
I'd have to disagree. Cheese is always necessary, but that's neither here nor there. What happens in a locker room? Like, towards the end of last year, the Giants blow the game against the Eagles. Beckham comes out after the game, puts the offensive coaching staff on blast, saying, "We're not throwing the ball down the field enough. We had that not in our game plan." Kind of goes on, puts them on blast with that. What does that do for a locker room, kind of in his standing? Do people take to that and say, "Yeah, we're behind our guy"? Or is there a little bit of like quiet rumblings behind something like that of people being frustrated of, "Oh, do we really have to make this public? Like, we're thinking it, but do you have to say it?"
Well, it depends on if he's right or wrong. I mean, in that situation, the Giants' offense really did go in a shell in that game, and it wasn't very aggressive in the second half. So I could see where that would be concerned. But here's what I don't understand is, throughout the history of the NFL, wide receivers have always been this way, right? They've always been a little bit of a diva, and I get it, right? Think about this: them and cornerbacks are only two positions that really it's up to them to win the rep to get the ball or to deflect the ball. It's a very me-first position, right? As an offensive lineman, I can make my block, but if I don't help my buddy out or we don't work in concert with each other, it's not going to work, right? If the running back doesn't have an offensive line, the tight end, you know, wide receiver is a position that's very me-centric. So it's not surprising that their personalities are going to be very me-centric. So I don't understand why people always seem to freak out that a wide receiver is a quote-unquote diva. This is kind of part of their personality.
Right, it goes with the job. It's more of an individual game within a team concept. I know you have to run in a minute, buddy, and I know you respect this guy a lot as a leader, but you blocked for Eli Manning, and now he doesn't have Odell Beckham, and he's not been good when he hasn't had Odell Beckham the last couple of years. What do you think they do with him? Does he have anything left?
So I would have much rather the Giants draft Sam Darnold last year and then taking a defensive pass rusher at 6 this year, then go with Barkley and then trade Odell and then maybe draft Daniel Jones or Haskins. I think Sam Darnold is better than any of those quarterbacks, especially in this year's class. So they probably draft someone at 6, but I'll tell you what, if Haskins is gone by 6, they might not reach and take Daniel Jones. I mean, they don't, in their minds, they're in on Eli this year. They provide him an offensive line. Dave Gettleman said today they want to be more of a run first team, which is just wild in 2019 to say out loud. But I think they might do nothing and just roll with Eli and see what happens. The excuses are already there, right? They're already built in. Eli did not have enough weapons, and then, of course, they'll blame the offensive line. So if things don't go well, this year. Maybe he'll be back. I don't think. I'll say this: they're not beholden, in my opinion, to draft a quarterback at six this year because that's never been their MO. Daniel Jones is a reach. They're not going to do it.
Jeff Schwartz, follow that guy on Twitter. He does great film breakdown at Jeff Schwartz. It's Jeff with a G. All right, man, go get your haircut. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.